Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do whatever I can.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the dean and founder of DirectionsU.com. And I have with me today my co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio. Rhonda, are you with me?
I sure am. Hey there.
You are there. Hi there. How are you today?
I am stoked. I am absolutely stoked because of our guest today, and because I always have such a good time here on the radio with you each week and really serving people well. It's truly exciting. You having a good week, Gina?
I am, and I'm really excited about our guest today, too. It's somebody that you've been talking to me about for nearly a year, and wow, I'm so glad you were able to get him for our show.
I am, too. Oh, I'm jazzed.
So why don't you go ahead and do the honors, Ms. Rhonda?
I sure will. The person whom we're bringing to you today is, he's a life coach. He's an author of two books. He is somebody who definitely has a dream and who takes action on it, and his philosophy is that you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going, but you definitely do need to run for your dream. He is a marathon runner, and one of his big dreams was qualifying for the Boston Marathon, and his first book was Boston Marathon or Bust. His newest book is Best Affirmations, and he is teaching you the tools of affirmations and mindset that you need to make things happen for you. Please welcome Scott Sharp Armstrong.
Woohoo! Well, welcome, Scott.
Hello, Gene and Rhonda. How you guys doing?
We are awesome. So glad to have you here with us.
I'm fired up.
So are we. A marathon runner. My goodness, you are really have my admiration. I can run about 20 feet, I think.
Oh, I'm sure you can go far with that.
I can only run off at the mouth, so.
You know, that's a good one, Rhonda. I like that. I've only been walking for a couple of years, Scott, so literally
right.
Running about 20 feet is really my limit.
But,
hey, I can run 20 feet, so that's a big deal.
That's right.
So what got you into affirmations in the first place?
That's a good question, Gina. Being a life coach, I've been studying affirmations for 20 years, and what I found is that when I was teaching my clients the affirmations and really getting into it, that all of a sudden I saw some big changes. Within a couple of weeks, my client's mindset changed, and I'm like, boy, you know, it's there's something to this. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to write a book on this, and that's when I got together with Dr. Patricia Ross, and I got the Best Affirmations book out there. And that book has changed, I mean, hundreds and hundreds, probably approaching 1,000 people's lives now.
Wow, that is really cool. So I assume that you use affirmations in your life on a regular basis.
Oh,
no,
every single day. I studied under John Osteroff, who was in The Secret, great mentor. And
nice guy, great guy to learn
from. Wonderful
person.
And one of the stories that made a difference I share with my clients out there that people, I'm not sure affirmations work. And this is a true story that there was a gentleman that was just starting his business. And you know the odds, up to 85-90% of new businesses fail.
Absolutely.
And this gentleman was committed, and he goes, and he believed in affirmations. So what he did was he laminated his affirmations and put them up in the shower. And he was averaging 10 minutes a day. He was seeing some great changes. He was getting a good mindset. But he said, you know what? I want to double the time in my shower, because if I double the time, the chances of my mindset in this company succeeding are that much better. So what he did, true story, he went out and bought an extra water heater, hot water heater. And so he was doing 20 minutes a day of affirmations. And after years' time, his company became a great success, a multi-million dollar company. And they did a big interview with this gentleman. And he said if it was not for the affirmations, this company never would have made it because he got the mindset, he had the belief. And I'll tell you, it's just a great story that John Osteroff shared with me, and it's in our book, Best Affirmations, as well.
Wow, that is a great story.
What I'm saying, you know, with the way the planet's green and so forth, I'm not saying you have to go get an extra water heater and, you know, use all your hot water, but there's other ways you can go about it.
Right. So for someone who really doesn't know much about affirmations, let's enlighten them a little bit, because I use affirmations in my daily life too, but I know that so many of our listeners probably don't even know why they want to use affirmations.
Okay, affirmations that, you know, they're positive statements you say about yourself. I'm a success in all that I do. And one of my favorites, I have absolute certainty and confidence in my ability to generate any income I choose. You know, I now have my million-dollar idea. So there's so many different affirmations. So the reason they work is that you have an average, you've heard this, about 50,000 thoughts a day. On average, 50,000 thoughts a day. And the studies show that 85 to 90% plus of those are negative thoughts. The following day, Gina, that following day, 90% of those thoughts are the same. So you just keep getting these negative thoughts over and over again. And what affirmations do is they help you take conscious control of your thoughts. And here's the key, and write this down, everyone out there. This has made so much sense, and it changed my life. Stop listening to yourself and start talking to yourself. I'll say that again. Stop listening to yourself and start talking to yourself. And affirmations will help you do that because it just makes your thoughts positive, your conscious control of your thoughts. And remember, you're always moving in the direction of your dominant thoughts. So if you're thinking about success, prosperity, abundance, guess what starts showing up in your life by law?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
To get started, you can just start to write them out, and just simple ones. Like I said, I'm a success in all that I do. I now have success, joy, and abundance in my life, okay, over and over again. And then you can do third-person singular. Gina is now a multimillionaire. Gina is now a healthy person. Rhonda is a huge success, okay? So you can just change it up. It's create a bombardment. So, and you can also record those into your little recorder, your iPhones or what have you, to get those going as well.
That is great. And with the idea of affirmations, do you just do one and that's all you do?
No, what I like to do is take, I would say, you know, 5 to 10 of your favorite ones and say them over and over again. That's a good way to get started, and that's a very good question. Or we have one day in our workbook, in our 30-day workbook, you take one affirmation and say that 100 times throughout the day.
Gotcha.
So different ways you can go about it.
And as you're using the affirmations, anything else you want to do with it, or just repeat them as often as you can?
Yeah, and say them with enthusiasm. When you're recording them, say it with as much enthusiasm. And really, the key here is get the feelings behind it. They say, fake it till you make it. And people say, well, do affirmations work? And believe me, they do. They've done the studies and so forth. And affirmations do work. So say them with feeling. You can put them up on your bathroom wall, up on your mirror there. You can put them in your car. Some people put them in their glove box. Some of my clients even put them in the refrigerator. You know, I am now at my ideal weight when you're going to get something in the refrigerator. So there's all different creative ways you can go about putting affirmations out there. Now, Rhonda, you have some good ideas. You mentioned to me before about how you do your affirmations.
Well, I do, but before I mention that, I'll just say I also know that you, Scott, use visualizations, and that, you know, along with those affirmations, which to me really makes it hugely powerful to do that. So it's not just I'm just saying stuff and trying to make myself believe it. You're talking about the emotion, and I know that you also do use that visualization so that you're visioning yourself into that future so that it becomes your reality.
Right. When you visualize, you materialize. And that's like the next step, next level there, really start visualizing your affirmations, doing that. Because when you hold that mental picture of you succeeding on a daily basis, you're going to be moving towards that picture, and it's going to come into your life that much quicker.
Right. And now one of the ways that I use them, and I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a contest working really hard to get something prepared. Had a really weird tech issue. I didn't know why something was happening. I had no idea. And, you know, was kind of on a deadline, but I went, the answer will come to me instantly and effortlessly. I went on about doing something else, and within about, under 60 seconds, it occurred to me, I wonder if it was this. And I went ahead and changed something, and that fixed the problem. And, you know, I just stayed calm and knew I was going to have that answer and just imagined myself that the answer was right there, and it didn't take at all a long time before the answer was there and I fixed it. So that's just an example. You train your mind to assist you in making things happen in your life.
And you were talking to yourself.
Yes, instead of listening to the negative, oh my gosh, I'm on a deadline, what if I can't figure it out? Oh,
yeah,
I don't know what to do.
Here we go again, I can't believe this is happening.
Right, oh, not another tech issue, oh man, you know, whatever. Instead of doing all that, I just talked to myself and said, the answer will come to me effortlessly within a minute, you know, and it was there.
Well, one of the things that I hear implied with what both of you have said so far is that your affirmations need to be specific. So let's talk a little bit about how do you craft a good affirmation?
Well, it depends. You know, if you want to do money affirmations, there's many of those. You can do health affirmations. You can do, manifesting miracles affirmations. And so there's so many different categories, but you can just, whatever you want to focus on, just for that day, focus on that one area that you really want to put the attention and that intent on.
So, okay. But Scott, what we're getting at is you wouldn't just want to say something like, I have more money, or I'm in better health, or something like that, would you?
No, I am now, in the present tense. I am now in perfect health. I now have all the finances and money that I need for my dream, right?
Okay, but that was also specific. It's not just I have money. It's I have all the money that I need to meet my dream. So
Right. The
more specific you can be, the easier it will be to manifest.
Exactly. Here's a good one for physical and health that I like. I have an abundance of physical and mental energy, and I feel and look great.
That is
a good
one.
Exercising. Exercising is fun and rejuvenating.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying optimal levels of mental and physical health. So those are more specific for the physical ones and health.
Right. And being specific is one of those things that's important. And I think most people don't get it. I mean, I've had people say, I want more money, and I'll hand them a dime and go, congratulations.
Yes.
Right, Gina? And that's not what they meant, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So you really got to say what you mean and mean what you say.
Right. If you want to be a millionaire, one for ideas, I now have my million-dollar idea. If you keep saying that over and over again, guess what? You're going to have your million-dollar idea.
There you go. Back when a number of years ago, I was really sick to the point where I was dying. Doctors had given me 12 to 18 months to live. Mm. And one of the things that allowed me to go through what I call my miraculous transformation was a combination of visualization and affirmations. But I was very much a novice when it comes to both visualizations and affirmations. Really didn't know what I was doing. I was kind of doing it on the fly, researching as I went. And I really didn't pay enough attention to the details. So the details were exactly what I got. Thank goodness I really liked what I was seeing in those details, because I would have gotten them one way or the other. But little things like in doing my visualizations, I was focused on just being healthy and walking. But in the visualization, the woman that I saw had a full head of hair. She had gorgeous nails and great jewelry and clothes, and she wore like a size 12 to a 14. Well, I literally became the woman in the visualization. My hair grew back. I really had been bald at the time. My nails grew. Really hadn't planned on making that happen, but it did. I lost 68 pounds without ever going on a diet, without ever doing any exercise. It just fell off really that easily. It truly manifested into the 12 to a 14 size woman that I was seeing, as opposed to the size 22 to 24 size woman that I had started out as. So in both the affirmation and in the visualization, those details are everything. If you're not specific enough, you've got to be careful, because you're going to get exactly what you put out there, period.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a great story. Now, how did you learn about affirmations? How did you get your start?
I really just started researching. When I learned that I had 12 to 18 months to live, I had decided I wanted to see the country before I died. So my husband and I left home in a motorhome to do exactly that, expecting that we'd have about 8 to 10 months of traveling before it would be time to come home and die. Mm-hmm. And 6 months later, we were in Sedona, Arizona. It was my birthday, and my husband wanted me to have the best last birthday I could. So he took me to see a massage therapist just to help with the pain. And when I got up on our table, she took one look and she said, "You know, you're not going to die as soon as you think." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, right. What's this lady trying to sell me?" Because I really thought she was trying to sell me something.
Right.
But she really wasn't. And all she did was she went on to tell me that in order to not die as soon as I thought, all I had to do was to remove the negativity from my life. And I'm like, "I'm the most positive person you ever wanted to meet. I don't have any issues with negativity." Except that she was right and I was very wrong. I really didn't even realize that it takes more than just a positive mental attitude to really make miraculous things happen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said this to her, she starts explaining all the other areas that I want to address the negativity in. From little things like I used to watch the news 24/7, not exactly very positive. Even when I was asleep, the news would be blaring in the background. Not something that I should be doing. Today, if I even watch 5 minutes of news, I will frequently get physically ill just from watching the news. Well, when I think back to how much of that I was bombarding myself with before, it's no wonder I was dying. From little things like the news to big things like people. All those people in my life who were glass half empty kind of people, not glass half full kind of people, I can't control them. I can't change them. I can only control myself and my own actions. And so I had to make a conscious decision. Was I willing to allow their negativity to affect me, or did I need to do something about it? And so for every one of those people, I literally had to call them up and say goodbye and tell them that I was going to try something. They could either try it with me, or I didn't know when, if ever, I'd be able to talk to them again. And if they couldn't or wouldn't try it with me, and like many of them did, they found all these reasons I was going to die even sooner, I said goodbye. And I had to learn to live by that decision. And it was not an easy one to make in many of the cases. My language, I really had to change my language. Never really realized before this time that saying things like, "I'm anti-war," was not very positive. You can't be anti-anything and have positivity. Maybe pro-peace, that's positive, but anti-war and anti-anything is very negative. So I had to sit down and start identifying the language that I was using and locate those sources of negativity there too. And this all happened over about a 4.5 month period. I was just going to the internet. I would go even to the library at times doing some research on the people that I saw as having information about negativity and its effects, and what you could do to remove it from your life. And that led me down all these other paths of things like visualizations and affirmations and the law of abundance and all of that. And one of the women that was most influential in terms of really helping me to see this was the works of Dr. Jill Amon Wexler, who today is one of my dear friends. Dr. Jill is one of the world's foremost brain researchers, and yep. she studies the effects that the brain has on the body. And she had hundreds and hundreds of articles out at the time. She had a couple of books out, and her stuff really affected me more than any other, really gave me some concrete things that I could do to start really using my brain in a way that could affect my body in a very positive way. And the more I learned and the more I took action on, the faster the changes would happen. Every day I would start my day by doing a check-in from the tips of my toes to the top of my head and then backwards. And I would stop at each body part affirming that it felt great, that it was a vital, important part of my body that was so strong, and every body part I had a different little affirmation I would use. And when I started the process, I could not even wiggle my toes. Within just a couple of weeks, not only could I kind of twitch my toes, I could even kind of lift my legs up off the bed. And as I started being able to do that, I said, you know, I know I can walk. And I would stand up and I would try to walk. Well, sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't, but I knew I could walk. And the minute I knew I could walk, instead of knowing that I was stuck in that wheelchair, everything shifted. And everything started happening very, very fast. Within days, I was able to stand and walk by pushing my wheelchair, so I got a walker. And within days again, I knew that if I could stand and walk with a walker, I could stand and walk with a cane. And within a few more days, if I could stand and walk with a cane, I know I can stand and walk with just my own power. And today, I'm able to walk even though I have no feeling in my legs and feet. How do I do that? Well, I balance in my hips. But it was really the whole cumulative effect of changing the mindset or shifting the mindset, even the word change is not exactly positive. Shifting the mindset, shifting my vocabulary, shifting my actions, my thoughts, the people I was interacting with, and each day making sure that I used affirmations in as many different ways as I possibly could, from doing these check-ins with each body part to checking in on things like wealth and abundance and health. Every aspect of my life became an affirmation. I probably said more than 200 or 300 in a day if I would have counted them all, because I used them literally for everything. And the more I did, the faster the changes happened in a very positive way.
Well, that's a great story. Very, very inspiring. Yeah. Do you have a book out on this yet? Or
I don't. I need to get one out. I know.
Gina. She knows. I'm going to have to help her get this done here soon.
I actually have most of the book dictated already. I just haven't taken the time to put it into a formal published book. So I think that's a project for 2010, as I told Rhonda earlier this year. And I promise, Rhonda, I will let you get that book out next year.
But boy, your steps you took, and I think the key is you took action and you worked the program, and it's just incredible. And what really came to mind there is that every thought you think affects the 50 trillion plus cells in your body.
Precisely.
50 trillion plus cells, every thought you think. And so when you figure, like I mentioned earlier, that most of your thoughts are negative, guess what happens to the quality of your cells and your body and your health, right?
Same exact thing.
Right, and you did it over and over again. As I love what John Osteroff said, and to this day, he was up on the stage, and he said you need to do the affirmations over and over and over and over and over again, just like what you did.
Yeah. Once is not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, repetition's the mother of skill, and you just got to do it and make it a habit. We talk about the affirmation habit, and that's every day. I just get up and do those and listen to them, and like you did the creative bombardment, every which way. You listen to them. You say them. And that we have one of my good friends, Dr. Paul Glutch, a PhD in sports psychology, that whatever I call him, we each share a good positive affirmation. It's a great way to start the day in the conversation. And Rhonda and I have just started to do that too.
We do that too. It's great. The minute what you know, either of us calls the other, the first thing out of our mouth isn't hello, it's an affirmation.
Oh, that's really cool. That is a good way to start.
One of the chapters in our book, Gina and Rhonda, is the you want to get an affirmation buddy that each day you call that person, you get a really good affirmation. And you look at the end of the year and how many times you do that, that repetition is going to add up and things start to happen. And it creates that belief that we talk about as well. If you do that affirmation over and over again, like in your case, Gina, that you got belief that it worked and things started to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the time of day that your subconscious and your conscious mind is closest together is just as you're falling asleep and just as you're waking up. And so for me, that became a time of day that I absolutely positively had to do my affirmations. Because without doing it at that point in time, I didn't have the conscious and subconscious minds coming together like that. And even to this day, as I wake up and as I fall asleep, it's the first thing I do each day, the last thing I do each day. And I really think it made a big difference in how easy it was to turn it into a habit. It was really effortless. Now, of course, I actually had an affirmation about it being effortless, so I'm sure that affected things as well. One of the things that I found fascinating back at the time of my transformation was that really studied the science behind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very systems-oriented person. So just hearing the words, the laws of the universe, or the law of the universe, over my lifetime, that had been something that was implied to be a religion. And I guess I really needed to get rid of some of the underlying beliefs that I had within me that prevented me from really seeing it in the light that it should be seen, I think, in that it's not a religion, it's not even a movement, it's really more than anything a way of life. And as I started addressing some of the underlying beliefs, I really started getting into the science behind all of it. And I was amazed at the whole science of quantum physics, which is the science behind why all of this stuff works. I hear so many people refer to people like us who use affirmations and visualization and whatnot as the woo-woos. And I guess back then I probably would have said the same thing, oh, those are just a bunch of those woo-woo people. And today I obviously don't look at it in the same way because I am one of the woo-woo people today.
Right, me too.
These are natural laws of the universe. They're laws, so I don't know how people can really question it.
Well, it came for me from studying the science behind it and really understanding that it is scientific. It is capable of being proved in the same way that you would prove Einstein's theory of relativity.
Right.
It is that scientific. And when I really realized that there was a whole science behind all of this, it allowed me to start developing systems around it, because science is easy to develop systems around. And then as long as I would implement those systems and really take action on it, I could manifest anything I wanted.
And that's really powerful. And, you know, I mean, there really truly is science behind this, and it's not against anybody's religion or whatever. For example, here's, I'm going to teach you a $50 word. It's called psychoneuroimmunology, and which is the science and the study of how the mind and the immune system and the nervous system play and work together. So that's part of what Dr. Jill deals with in her scientific research. But how thoughts really affect the body is if you are in a funk or you're in a state of fear or whatever, that affects the hormones and the chemicals that your body produces. And so if you're simply worrying or affirming what you do not want, which is what worrying is, the reason that becomes so magnetic for what you don't want is because your body just starts radiating all these chemicals that are attracting what you don't want to have. And so that magnetic effect of affirmations, hey, let's shift. Let's do a flip switch and get into that state of things are happening and that those specific results that you want, because that will change your body chemistry.
It will. And as soon as you start doing that, those changes start happening fairly quickly. The thing of it is, the one challenge I did face early on was I didn't truly believe the things that I was saying. You can't just say it. You've got to be it. And so in the affirmations that you choose to use, you really got to believe them. And the more that you believe them, the easier it will be to manifest the end result. So, for example, if I'm putting an affirmation out there that says something like, my life is abundant and I have all of the money I need to fulfill my dreams. We'll use the example that Scott gave earlier. And I don't believe that I am able to have an abundant life and that I am able to have all of the money I need to fulfill my dreams, chances are really strong that you're not going to get it. So what can you do, Scott, to help with those beliefs so that
That's
you can
great,
really...
Great question. And what I have my clients do, and it works, is that I believe my affirmations work. I believe my affirmations are now working. To write that down.
Simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. And guess what? If you believe your affirmations are going to work and just write that down and you do it enough times, that they're going to believe it and things start to happen. Like when you start to believe, things happen extremely quickly for you. Right, Gina?
Yes. Really quickly.
Very quickly. Right, and getting the belief, that feeling of certainty about something. You know, when you're certain something's going to happen, it will happen. And just another great exercise here is that you focus on your success reference points. Get to develop those beliefs. Everyone's had a lot of great successes in their lives. And I hired a feng shui consultant, and she had me take down everything on one wall facing west of my office here. I have all my achievements and awards up on that wall. So every day, you focus on those, and it just creates that belief system. Hey, if I can finish this marathon or qualify for Boston or I could do Toastmasters, whatever, boy, I can do whatever I want. So just, and that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of termed that, you know, success reference points. The more you focus on success, that's what's going to start showing up in your life rather than the failures and this isn't going to work, that's not going to work. Focus on what's working, what's going right. And that's what I ask my coaching clients when we start the call. Hey, Ron and Gina, what's working, what's going right? And guess what? You start focusing in that direction. It goes back to you're moving towards that dominant thought. And that's how the affirmations really start working there. So a great lesson, just I believe my affirmations are working. And also write out your affirmations daily, because it just sends that signal to your brain that, hey, I want this, and that's why you write your goals out every day too, because it makes it believable. And if you keep doing them over and over again, that you do start believing them.
And make sure that you're not doing things that cause a disconnect between the belief and the affirmation and what your actions are really doing.
Right.
One of the really prime examples of that back during my transformation was all the medicine I was on. I was taking 42 pills per day. I was on 4 continuous IVs per day. I would walk around with 2 IV pumps, one on a little harness, one on each shoulder.
Oh, boy.
And all day long, as I'm affirming that I'm healthy and strong and vivacious, I'm popping pill after pill and changing these bags of IV fluids going into me. Well, I can't affirm to the universe that I'm healthy and strong and vibrant and be popping pills all day.
But you were visualizing the end result, though, right?
I was, but it wasn't getting there any faster.
Mm-hmm.
When the changes started happening was the moment I said, well, if I'm really healthy, then why the heck am I taking 42 pills per day and 4 continuous IVs per day? And I went and got the wastebasket out, and I threw every single pill into the wastebasket. And I took the IV pumps off. I put them in a completely different part of my house so I wouldn't have to see them or deal with them or anything. And didn't even tell my doctors that I was going to do it, because, of course, they would have said, you're going to die even sooner. And I was at the point where I was like, I got months to live. What difference does it make?
Yeah,
I die 2 weeks faster? Whoop-de-frickin-do.
Right.
And only when I got to the point where I didn't have anything more to lose could I really do that. But once I did, that's when all these things started happening. And when I saw that, I said, well, shoot, if it applies to that, I'm sure it applies to other areas as well. So at that point, because I needed $40,000 a month in medications just to stay alive, I used to check my bank account balances 2, 3, sometimes 4 times a day, trying to plan out how I was going to rob Peter to pay Paul and that kind of thing. Well, every time I'm reaffirming to the universe that I am not having my $40,000 there, because otherwise I wouldn't be checking the bank account balances 3 or 4 times a day, right?
Exactly.
And only when I could stop that and trust and believe that I had $40,000 a month to cover that expense if I needed it, and to believe that I had enough money to fulfill all of my dreams, did money start coming in really, really easily. All of a sudden, I'd get a check from this person over there, and I'd be like, whoa, where'd that come from? I wasn't expecting that. Or somebody had owed me money for like 3 years at that point, and it was a substantial sum. I had kind of written it off in the back of my mind. Didn't even faze me that I never thought I'd ever get that money. All of a sudden, a $15,000 check came in that I went, holy crap, where'd that come from? And money just flowed in. So you can't be doing one set of things because you're just not quite sure and you don't quite believe, and then telling yourself on the other hand that all these things are true. You've got to be consistent and congruent. You've got to be really in the mindset that the affirmations are going to put you in. Does that make sense, or how would you say that?
No, that was well said. That's awesome. It's a great story.
So what other little details do people need to be concerned about if they really want to make this stuff work for their lives?
Like you said, just the creative bombardment. Now, did you record your affirmations in a tape recorder or iPod?
I did initially. I recorded them in a little digital handheld, but
okay.
I really only did that for about the first week. After that, it was such a part of my routine that I didn't have to do that in order to help me.
I found that it really works so much. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I find that really works, and it's kind of the lazy person's way of doing affirmations. And when I first did it, going on my runs, I'd go for like 1.5, 2-hour runs when I was training. I would have, 5,000 different songs to listen to. But I started to listen to my affirmations, and all of a sudden, it was like an addiction. You start to feel so good. And I had just different categories and, like I said, third-person singular. So you just mix it up. And then when you go to bed at night, as you mentioned, you want to just listen to something positive. And when you hear your voice saying these good, positive affirmations for 10 to 20 minutes, boy, things really start to happen. And they've worked for me, and I just have several different files of affirmations there. So just try that, and I've had great, great success with this. So you can even go to Radio Shack if you don't have the money right now and pick up a little tape recorder dictaphone for $15-$20. And then you can put in different verses from the Bible or your favorite quotations. So just great positive things. Or read a chapter of your favorite book into the recorder as well.
Well, Bill and I always made it a game. So even as we were talking to one another or we were planning out our day, we would always say things in a way that really wasn't affirmation, and we were doing it very intentionally. It was almost like a game. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm going, why did we ever stop doing that? It was actually fun, and
yeah.
It made the experience that we had as we would affirm to the universe that we were going to have this wonderful meal that was going to be the best Italian meal we ever had as we went to this restaurant. And we'd go, and the service would be great because we put it into the affirmation, and the food would be phenomenal. And it was a much more enjoyable experience, which really came about because of the way we were planning it in the first place, incorporating affirmations. I'm sitting here going, why did we ever stop doing that? I'm going to have to remind Bill that we need to get back to doing that.
Yeah,
that is fun. I love that.
That's a great game. And the way I start my day, and I teach my clients here, Gina, is that, hey, something great is going to happen today. Something great is going to happen today. And throughout the day, you just start training your mind to look for things that are going to happen that are going to be great today. You always get what you expect. So if you're expecting great things to happen, guess what? It works, and great things start showing up in your life, just like you did with the story you just mentioned.
That's very, very true. And I think for a lot of people, there's a big fear in the unknown. And so saying great things that are going to happen today can be fearful for people because it's not specific. And you
right.
have to kind of put it out there and let it be without knowing what that expectation really is. I think for all of us, we need to get rid of the hidden agendas that we always have.
Mm-hmm.
Because those hidden agendas can truly affect anything that you're using affirmations for. And it goes back to the congruency issue. If you've got this hidden agenda and you're saying something like, I'm expecting great things today, and yet you've got this hidden agenda that says in the back of your mind, well, I'm expecting this and I'm expecting that, but yet you're saying, I'm expecting great things today, it's going to cause a disconnect, and you're not necessarily going to manifest what you were trying to manifest. So tomorrow when you do it, now you've got this underlying belief within you, oh, it didn't happen yesterday, so there's no way that it's going to happen today, but I'll try it. Well, trying it isn't going to work if you've
mm-hmm.
got that underlying belief kind of in the back of your mind, even if you didn't say it. Bill always cracks me up because he says, well, but that's, I didn't say it. I might have thought it, but I didn't say it. Your thoughts and your words, it's no different.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And
if you think it, it's just as bad. Good on it.
Right. No, I'm sorry. No, I was just saying one of the words that when I use it, it is with intention because it's one of those words that can trip anybody up, which is try. Now, if I say I'm trying to get a hold of so-and-so, meaning I am putting out due effort and haven't managed to reach them, then that's an appropriate word to say I'm trying to reach Gina, I'm trying to get a hold of Scott, whatever. But I'm trying affirmations. Well, okay, so if I say I'm trying to breathe, that means that there is effort involved and that I'm not accomplishing it.
There you go.
So that, right, that is why the word try is something I very seldom use, and it's one of the phrases, if I catch somebody using it in the way that is not helpful to you, oh, I'm trying to write a book, I'm trying to grow a business. Well, here's one of your biggest problems, the word try. And it needs to be transformed into I am growing a solid, strong business. I am writing a book. I'm gaining all the skills, tools, and knowledge I need to accomplish all of my goals now.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. I like to start out, too, that I started to do this, that I am so happy and grateful now in front of
mm-hmm.
many of your affirmations because it puts a signal out to the universe, and it goes back to that gratitude. And I know, Gina, you're probably the most grateful person living right now with your story, but the gratitude is the most, that's how I start my day. Every single day, just spend 5 minutes of gratitude
yep.
before your feet even hit the ground. And you want to get to the point, I had a spiritual mentor said, Scott, you want to get to the point of gratitude where you're almost shedding a tear that you're just so grateful. And just be grateful that you're alive. Be grateful for all the experiences that you've had in your life. Be grateful for your friends and family. And even just a lot of people out there have a gratitude list each day. Just write down all the things you're grateful for. because when you focus on gratitude, when you're grateful for all the things in your life, you're going to have more things in your life to be grateful for. You become a magnet of gratitude and all those great things. Does that make sense?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rhonda, what else do we need to talk about when we're talking about the power of affirmations?
Well, I think that you will be particularly keen to know that Scott has this Best Affirmations program that is a systematic approach to teach you how to properly apply affirmations and make them a habit in your life. It's a 30-day program so that incrementally in a few minutes each day, you're effortlessly acquiring the skills and the habit of affirmations, right, Scott?
Right. So that's what I was like, okay, I want to write a book on affirmations, but what's going to be different? And there weren't a ton of books out there on affirmations. So what Dr. Ross and I decided to do is put together the workbook so day by day you're just learning something else, how to do affirmations. So it just builds upon the day before. And like we start off, for example, making an affirmation box. I don't know about you, Gina and Rhonda, that you have all these affirmations, but guess what? They're all over the house or there. They're in this folder, that folder. So you get a box and you just have different categories of your affirmations. So you get very clear and focused on to get started out there. So anyway, each day you have another affirmation assignment. And we just, again, for 30 days, we take you through the process. And 30 days, I can't tell you how many people are like, my God, this book has changed my life because I'm thinking in a whole different way. It goes back to your people to get the book are consciously taking control of their thoughts. They become aware of every thought that they're thinking. And that's what the affirmations are doing.
In Jack Canfield's book, The Key to Living the Law of Attraction, he has an example in there that I think about it all the time because it's so easy to catch yourself doing it. The example is a parent who's sitting across the dinner table from their child, and the parent shouts out to the child, "Don't spill your milk." And what happens? The kid spills their milk. And it's something that is so easy to do, but when you're screaming at the kid to not spill the milk, you're affirming to the universe that the kid is going to spill the milk.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, perhaps you want to say something more akin to drink your milk slowly or something more positive, but don't shout it out to the kid. And I think it comes from having a system for affirmations that you can potentially shift how you're looking at those kinds of things. Because it happens how many times a day? Don't slam the door. Don't this. Don't that. And just don't is a negative word. Having a systematic approach to affirmations will allow you to really affirm all the things, like the door getting shut quietly and shoes getting put away instead of getting thrown onto the floor, and all of the other things that make your day chaotic and stressful. They can be completely eliminated with a systematic approach to affirmation. I'm dying to check out your book, so where do I see it?
The book, you can get it at the website, www.bestaffirmations.com. And we have some great bonuses out there, some good financial affirmations, some quantum leap affirmations. We put together a really great package out there, so you get a lot of bang for the buck. But more importantly, we guarantee it, and knock on wood, we've never had anybody in the 2+ years return this book. And on the Internet, that's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
Not to have one return, and you know what? I'm very proud of that. But we just offer a ton of value. Some people say, Scott, you should be charging at least, you know, $50-$60 for this book. That's how good it is. And there's nothing out there like it. And it goes back to affirmations work. And you have to see it. So anyway, bestaffirmations.com, and just check it out. And there's a lot of different affirmation categories on the left-hand side you can see as well.
Okay, www.bestaffirmations.com. So can we pick your business apart just a little bit? I mean, that's kind of what I'm all about anyway. As an author, one of the things that you have got to be out there doing is building relationships with your readers, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm doing that daily. And that's one of the things I share with my coaching clients, and I'm glad you brought this up, is that just one good contact can change the rest of your life. And when you're talking about your friends and disassociating with your friends and not hanging around with those people, that the Zig Ziglar quote, bird of the feather, flock together. If you want to fly with the eagle, stop scratching with the turkeys, right?
Yeah.
And that's, it's so important. You got to look at your reference group. Who are you hanging around with? People that have goals, that have good ideas and a vision for the future and are making a difference out there? Those are the people I want to be hanging around with. So, yes, I think relationships are key. And from Twitter to Facebook and people just being an author out there, reaching out, and people that bought this book, people, one gal, Sally Shields, a New York best-selling author, she wrote our website saying these affirmations changed my life because she kept saying, I am now a best-selling author. I am now a best-selling author. Guess what? She's a best-selling author. She's been on Fox and Friends, Dr. Laura, everything else. But she shared that story, and it's just incredible. And you'll see her YouTube video on our website about how this book changed her life. And we have people writing in all the time with that. And from a bunch of different partners out there that want to back us. Because everyone's out there has all these different things, but with this affirmations book, people are like, God, Scott, I'd love to promote your book. So literally we have tens and hundreds of thousands of people here that have these lists that are going to get it out to the masses there. So one good contact can get it out to, you name it. It's unlimited. And I know you know the story behind that, Gina.
Absolutely. They don't call me the JV Queen for nothing.
Right, right.
So that's right.
It. Rhonda shared a lot of good tools with that and from Twitter. And people want to help each other out there. So becoming the author and was a big thing. And people out there, if you don't have a book, I highly recommend getting a book because it's changed my life. And the two things that happen when you write a book, you get instant credibility and people think you're an expert. And from my first book, Boss Marathon or Bust, this Best Affirmations, literally, and it's making a difference out there, too. And Gina, when you told your story about how this has changed your life and you're still living, and man, it's just incredible that your book can inspire millions of people out there and leaving your legacy, because there are no guarantees of tomorrow out there. And that's why one of my goals is, if you go to our website, Affirmations for Africa, Dr. Ross and this is my dream, this is one of my goals, we're going to translate our workbook into African-speaking languages, Swahili, some of the other ones out there. I don't know the whole list. So we're going to get that down there because everyone's giving them a lot of money and food and all this, but we want to help with their mindset. And the next project here, and I'm working on it as we speak, is Affirmations for America, to get this book into the school system to get the good, positive mindset. And here locally, I had a whole group that were so impressed that the coach printed out the entire workbook for a whole team. So anybody that's seen this book just loves it. But those are my big goals, my big dreams here, and it's about making a difference. And that's what Rhonda and I talk about. You know, at the end of the day, it's what have I given? And that's why I like giving away my workbook or my audio or whatever. And I love the quote, I think it was Jim Rohn that said that giving starts the receiving process. So everyone on the call, at the end of the day, ask yourself, you know, what have I given today? What have I given out there? And whether it's a compliment or anything else, because everyone has many things to give out there.
One of the things I love about the way that Scott works, and a big reason why he's on this show now, because of course we deal with relationship marketing and stuff, is that he has, for example, a phone number. So if somebody gets the workbook, has questions or whatever, they have a way that they can reach him. His phone number is on his website. So he is not one of those anonymous people just trying to hide behind email. He's on Twitter putting out great quotes and serving people all the time there. And, you know, it's just so true in working with him and helped him get some YouTube videos out. And now he's starting to do those things with a real eye to finding ways to serve his audience even better and better all the time, which is just fantastic.
No, thank you.
Well, let's go a little further into the relationship marketing aspect of Scott's business if we can. So how does that work for you? Where do you start? How do you find people to build relationships with? And then what do you do once you start building the relationships with them?
Well, Well, I've coached hundreds of people around the world, and a lot of the people I've coached, you know, have really good businesses with large lists. So I talk to them, and I explain to them what I'm doing with my Best Affirmations workbook / handbook, and that we offer 50%. And that's a question for you, Gina, as far as we're offering 50%. Some people say that that's too much. What's the rule of thumb, you being the JV queen there?
Great question. It all depends on the package. When you're creating JVs like that, you're really trying to create a win-win-win scenario. And there are three wins. There's a win for you, a win for your JV partner, and a win for the customer. Mm-hmm. That win can be based in part around that one product sale, but it's really a whole package. And many times, you can get the JV partners on board simply by creating a bigger win for the customer as opposed to by needing to create a bigger win for the JV partner. So it's really a matter of looking at the whole win-win-win package as opposed to just one product and the commissions you pay on that one product. What else do you have?
When you're saying for a win for the customers, can you explain that further?
Sure. So you have all these great bonuses that you're including. Well, that's a win for the customers, right?
Right.
And
you're just include a lot of bonuses.
Not a lot of bonuses. A lot of value. Something that's really
right.
going to change their life. So if what's in the package is something that can make someone $10, how likely would they be to pay $5 for it? Pretty likely, right? If what's in there can make them millions and give them peace of mind and give them a carefree life, and it's only $27, how likely are they going to be to spend $27?
Right, exactly.
And so by really creating a win for the customer, many times you can get JV partners on board even if they're only getting a really teeny tiny commission, because it's something that can't be found elsewhere that's going to really be great for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of times what I do in JVs is I will go to certain JV partners and give their customers something that no other set of customers can get. Maybe I'll create a special bonus just for that one JV partner. Teleconference would be a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
something
right.
that's more than just a promo teleconference to sell the book, something that's really content-based for buyers of the book.
Right.
Okay, and that can get JV partners on board because, man, who doesn't like to have extra stuff that they can give away that they're going to get just for their customers that nobody else can get their hands on? So let's look at the whole package. What else do you sell?
So we have 21 on bestaffirmations.com. On the left-hand side, we have the 21 different affirmation categories from health and fitness to quantum leaps, you name it, financial mindset, millionaire mindset. So we have all those. We have the audio book. And for the 21 categories, not only do we have the PDF file, for all of those, we also have an audio file because we truly believe in the audios and really making those work. So you read them and listen to them, they're going to work that much quicker. And our audio book, so when you buy the book, you get the audio workbook, which was actually recorded in a multi-Grammy award-winning studio here in Boulder, and it's read by Dr. Ross, who has a beautiful voice. So with the package, we just, you know, provide everything so you can be successful with that. So that's basically what we have on our website here as of now.
And do you pay the JV partners and affiliates on any of those other 21 affirmation books also?
Absolutely, yeah. We pay them. We pay 50% on anything that is sold.
Great. And so
anything
if someone
that is sold,
comes,
so someone comes back in, Gina, someone comes back in, they have the same affiliate link, so forth, that they and we've had people just make a lot of money doing this, and we just raised it from 40% to 50% on Rhonda's recommendation, and people are really jazzed about that because it adds up. I mean,
it does.
Mhm.
Yeah.
after they buy the workbook, what's the next thing in the profit funnel? Do you have an immediate upsell?
We're working on the we have the upsell as far as the coaching component, that we have a great affirmations coaching program that we're working on right now. And if you go to the website, there's a coaching tab. So we've got a lot of coaching clients, because a lot of the people we found, Gina, get the workbook and so forth, and it's working. But, you know, it's success through accountability. And that's where I am today, because I've always had a coach, whether a spiritual coach, whether
it makes a huge difference on getting the action.
And you look, you look at Oprah, Michael Dell, Bill Gates, everyone has coaches. And that's where I was, 6 years ago, and I hired a coach, changed my life forever. And that's why people that buy the book, it's like, okay, Scott, you know, what kind of coaching do you provide? And we make it affordable. And then people, we've had a great success having people come back in once they see the value of the coaching. If you're out there, you don't have a coach, there's so many coaches, just check it out. But you need a coach to take it to the next level, because, Rhonda, what's the definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah, and that's why I find people buy all these personal development products and everything else. And I had this one coach at Scott, get rid of all your personal development products and just start taking inspired action. Taking action. And, Gina, when you told your story, what really hit me was that you took inspired action. You took action
for
the program. And that's what I like about that. Get going. Get busy. Do you know that less than 2% of the population has a sense of urgency? Less than
2%. I know. I see it every day, and it's sickening.
Oh, I know. It goes back to the definition of insanity. So people are listening. It's like they're doing the same things over and over again and expecting different results. And that's where, you know, coaching or having a mentor, it makes a huge difference in people's lives.
And one of the things that I say to my students is, for them, I don't want them to have to get to where I was months away from dying before it causes them to take action.
Right.
But still, if you take action now, you don't ever have to get to that point.
The universe.
Yeah, we don't all need a crisis. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite sayings is, the universe rewards action. The universe rewards action.
And one of mine is from one of my mentors, Kevin Nations. He always says that winners take imperfect action while losers are still perfecting the plan. You don't have to take the perfect action, but you need to take action of some sort.
Right.
And
it goes back to, you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going, right?
Exactly. And as long as you do that in a way that uses what I call a corrective course action plan, so that you can change your course as you move forward and you learn more about what the right action is, but get it going. And the sooner you do, the sooner you're going to manifest your end result.
Get going. One of my clients, a great story, she was a perfectionist, left brain, and she just, everything she did had to be perfect, and she never got anywhere because everything just had to be perfect. So she came up, you don't have to get it right, you don't have to get it going. She goes, you don't have to get it perfect, just get it going. And she said that one statement changed her life forever.
I bet.
Statement, because she, all of a sudden she started to take action. Things weren't perfect, but she did it, and now she's accomplishing more now than she ever has in her entire life.
Wow, that's huge. That's really huge.
So if anything, so
let me go back to
one thing, it's just this inspired action, just getting going, getting busy, taking that inspired action on a daily basis.
Let me go back to your coaching program for a minute. Do you pay your affiliates and JV partners on your coaching program also?
For the coaching program, it's kind of separate with the coaching, but we do have I have a referral fee that anybody refers a client that I give them. It's actually more than that we have on the website and so forth. So, yeah, anybody that comes through, that we do have a nice referral fee on that.
So a lot of times what I do when I'm setting up joint ventures is I look at, what is my real goal? Is my real goal to sell as many of this front-end product as I can, or is my real goal to sell as many of this bigger thing as I can?
Uh-huh.
If my real goal is to sell as many of the bigger thing as I can, then obviously the more I sell of the front-end piece, the more I'm going to sell of the back-end piece too, right?
Exactly.
when I do that, a lot of times what I'll do is I will pay even more than 50% on my front-end product to get even more JV partners on board and promoting, so that it will cause me to make more sales of the thing that I really want to sell, and coaching is usually in that category.
Mm-hmm.
So I would even consider paying as much as 100% commission to make more sales of the front-end product happen, because if I've got the right system in place that can move people from buying the front-end product into coaching, I'm going to make a lot more sales of that coaching in the end. And by doing it that way, I actually make a lot more money, even if I'm paying 100% commission on the front-end product. Let's say I know that every four people that buy the front-end product, one person's going to buy the back-end product.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get 4 to 5 times more traffic from my JV partners on the front-end product, I'm going to make a lot more than just 4 to 5 times what the price of the front-end product is, because the back-end product is so much more expensive, right?
Right.
So much more profit built in. And so it makes a lot of sense to double the commissions. Don't make any money on the front-end when you know how much you can make from the back-end sales. You just need to know your metrics, as I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
How many sales does it take of the front-end to make a back-end sale? And when you can really perfect that number, much more so than just the conversions on the front-end product, well, shoot, it makes you lots more money to pay even more commissions. So don't be afraid to go 80 to 100% if it will really get you that many more people promoting the front-end product, provided you know that every X number of sales are going to turn into a higher-end sale. And typically I go for somewhere between 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 will buy the coaching program and just build the system around doing that.
How many people in your group there, Gina, would say is doing that system there?
Probably 100% of them.
Hmm.
That's the system that I teach.
Okay.
So what I teach my students to do is to build what I call a profit funnel.
Right.
And in building it, you start with what do you want to sell on the high end and how much do you want to make, say, per year. I plan on making 100% of that money from my high-end sales. So if I want to make $1 million, I'll plan on making that $1 million from only the sales of my high-end product.
Right.
Once I know what that high-end product is and how much I want to make, then I've got to ask, what does that mean? Well, it means if I want to make, let's just use smaller numbers because the math is easier, $100,000, I could make 100 sales at $1,000. I could make 50 sales at $2,000. So maybe I say, okay, well, I'm going to go with the 50 sales at $2,000 because my product can really be valued at way over
$2,000. Mm-hmm.
That's going to tell me that if I want 50 sales of my $2,000 product, how many sales do I need of a mid-range product that I can use to introduce people into the high-end sale? Typically, 20 to 25% of those people that buy your mid-range product will go on to buy your high-end product. So if I know I need 50 sales of my high-end product to make that $100,000, I just take 50 divided by 20%. And that'll tell me how many sales of the mid-range product I need to sell in order to make that 100 grand. And then typically about 10 to 15% of your low-end buyers will go on to buy your mid-range product, so I do it again. How many sales of the mid-range product do I need? Divide that by the 10 to 15% of the low-end people. So that'll tell me how many sales of my front-end product I need. And once I know how many sales I need of my front-end product, then it's just a matter of how much traffic can you drive. Look at the conversions you've got on your front-end sales. For me, that's typically somewhere between 5 and 8%, although the industry average is only about 2% if you're lucky, maybe 1%. So take the number of sales you need on the low end divided by the conversions you're going to get on the low end. And that tells you how many visitors you need to get to your sales page in order to make all those other things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you planned on making 100% of your $100,000 from the high-end product, now you've got flexibility in terms of what you're doing on the mid-range and the low end. You could pay 100% commissions on the low end if you wanted. You could use 100% of the revenues from the low-end product to pay for advertising. There's loads of other options that you've got available to you. If you planned it out in a way that tells you you're making all your money from the high-end product, and now you know exactly what you need in terms of traffic to make everything else happen.
Boy, I love it. That's awesome. Never really thought of it like that.
So mm-hmm. I can't just look at one product and one piece and say, okay, this is the best way to do it. I've got to start with my end result. What's my outcome going to be? And then I work my way backwards one little step at a time to figure out what that means and have it dictate how I do it. Because once I know how many visitors I need to get in order to generate all my sales, it's really easy to drive the right amounts of traffic. What most people do, though, is they start in the opposite direction. They don't even know how many sales they need to make in order to reach their goals. They usually just start with, okay, how many JV partners can I get on board to do this? And now you've got something that's not very predictable. It might make you money, it might not make you money. Who the heck knows? On the other hand, if I know that in order to meet all my goals, it's only going to take me 10,000 visitors in a month. Well, 10,000 visitors in a month is only 333 visitors in a day. That's not very many visitors at all. It is easy to get 333 visitors in a day. So I can plan out how I'm going to drive those visitors. I might have some come in from my blog. I might have some come in from some article marketing or a press release or a podcast or a YouTube video. And if I plan to drive 80% of the traffic on my own, so whatever that bottom end number is that tells you how many visitors you're going to need, I look at what 80% of that number is. And I have a little worksheet that you can download at askggg.com/traffic sources. askggg.com/traffic sources. And it helps you to plan your numbers out. So when you know how many visitors you need, you go through this little thing and you tell it, well, I'll do 2 of traffic type A and 3 of traffic type G and 4 of traffic type F. Bill, no. And when you do it that way, it will come out and tell you exactly what you've got to do to get that amount of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got that all planned out. It's just a matter of implementing it. Now, that's going to bring you 80% of your visitors. When you do it, use an affiliate link, even though it's your own product. Because if you're using an affiliate link, and at the same time you're going out and inviting JV partners to come on board to promote this product for you,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go check you out. And when they check you out, they're going to see all these affiliate links all over the place. And they're not going to know whether it's you driving that traffic or another affiliate driving the traffic. And what happens is it takes about 3 to 5 bigger JV partners who have good-sized lists and this technique of driving your traffic with affiliate links to bring in hundreds of other JV partners who may not be recognized household names, but who have traffic, who have lists, who have the ability to drive plenty of traffic. And by having that combination of 3 to 5 people with big lists and driving 80% of your traffic yourself, what will happen is the power of the endorsed email is so strong, 80% of your sales will come from your JV partners, but it only works that way when you're driving 80% of the traffic yourself. And you don't even have to work hard to get JV partners on board with this formula. You get that 3 to 5 decent-sized JV partners, kind of put the word out on the street that you're looking for affiliates, maybe have an affiliate link somewhere on your sales, on your website so that you can get people to sign up as an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And it will grow itself. People will come to you because they'll start seeing your affiliate links all over going, well, shoot, I don't want to miss out on all this money that other affiliates are making. Let me jump on board, too.
That's great.
That's great.
So
that's
why they call you the JV queen, right?
It is. In fact, something I really haven't even announced to the world yet is starting in about 10 days or so, I'm just getting ready to formally open the doors on the JV University, where I will not only be teaching this exact strategy that I've used for all these years, but at the same time, the purpose of the JV University is to really train people on organizing and facilitating joint ventures for other people. And the reason for it is that I have so many people begging me to do JVs for them. I cannot possibly handle any of them. I'm too busy with Directions U. So I've been trying to come up with a way that I can still help all these people out while at the same time focusing my efforts on what I want to do, which is really teaching and training and helping people to grow their business. So through the JV University program, all of the students who come in for the training are actually going to have the ability to go on and become certified JV facilitators to facilitate the JVs that keep coming in my front door.
Mm-hmm.
And it will truly turn in quickly, within 30 to 60 days. That's how many JVs I've got lined up already. It will turn into something that will not only pay the students tuition through the program, but it will be something that will give them a full-time income and they don't ever have to go find their own clients. So I'm really excited about doing that. For people like you who have a book, we can come in and help you do the entire book promotion. We can help you promote coaching programs. We can help you promote any kind of product. And it's online and off. So not only can I help you get JV partners to promote your stuff online, I can also help you get bookstores and other places offline that your book can end up going. And the way we've got the program set up, the way that the JV University gets paid is based on a percentage of the sale.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't even cost you anything to come in and use our JV facilitators to help get your promotions out there.
Right.
I'm going to have people knocking down my door because for 2.5 years they've been told, sorry, I didn't do JVs anymore. Even today, I still get more than 10 requests a day to do joint ventures for people, and I've just been turning them away for 2.5 years. Well, if I put the word back out on the street that they can come get their JVs done, this is going to be a phenomenal program for folks who are really trying to figure out how to make ends meet and struggling to build their own business. This is a really, really good way of doing it. And affirmations are going to be a big part of what I teach.
Right.
Most of the training is going to be on mindset. The marketing stuff is the easy part. It's the mindset stuff that's absolutely imperative. And I would never have become the JV queen if it hadn't been for things like affirmations and visualizations and whatnot. It was all of those pieces that I had been missing for so long when I was dying that really transformed not just my health, but my entire life and every aspect of it.
So when is this going to be launched, did you say?
Starts in about 10 days.
10 days.
Yes.
And where do you find this?
TheJVUniversity.com. Sales letter won't be live till the 1st of August, so... but it will be on thejvuniversity.com.
Yeah.
Boy, this is going to be another home run.
I'm excited. And it's not just me doing it. I have so many big name people that are co-founding this program with me. Black Belt JV broker Willie Crawford is one of the co-founders of the JV University. The legendary is he ever. The legendary consultant, the offline cash cow guru, David Preston, who does JVs like you would not believe in the offline world, is also one of the co-founders of the JV University. Sahail Khan, who calls himself the $1 million JV mastermind or something like that, who's from the UK, who built a $4.2 million joint venture in under 30 days and sold it, the entire business that consisted of nothing but two contracts, that was it, in under 30 days for $5.8 million. I don't want to exaggerate. With just two contracts. He's also a co-founder. And a couple other names that look pretty sure, but I don't want to announce them until they for sure say yes. So those are the co-founders of the program who are going to be there right alongside of me teaching their strategies for putting joint ventures together.
I'm excited to check it out.
We will make sure that you get details about it. So, Wanda, we've got 10 minutes left. What else do we want to know about affirmations now that I've picked Scott's business apart a little bit?
Well, you know, Scott,
that was awesome.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And there's a story that I really would like Scott to tell. And, I mean, we've heard Gina's miracle story, which is fabulous. And, Scott, you have a story about how the affirmations really literally saved your big dream and allowed it to happen. Will you share that story with us, please?
Sure.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So my big dream is, you know, the Boston Marathon. It took me 12 years to get there. And in my first book, Boston Marathon or Bust, I talk about persistence, never giving up, never losing sight on your dream. And so there I was. I qualified in Chicago, and after the 12 years, I got smart. I picked a flat marathon, and I also hired a coach. I hired a U.S. Olympian here in Boulder because I always tried to do it on my own, and that's the last chapter of my book, as we all discussed earlier. You have to have a coach or mentor. So I hired the best coach. We got there at Chicago, and it's a flat course, and it was kind of do or die. It was the 100th running of the Boston Marathon. And just to show you how hard it is to qualify, that at the time I had to run – an average of 7-minute miles for 26.2 miles.
Holy cow!
Mile, and if you've ever run a mile for time, I mean, I go out now and I struggle to even make 10 minutes. But for 26 miles, about 7-minute miles. And so there I was there with my...
That's amazing.
A good friend here in Boulder. He was a professor, Dr. David Shank. We trained. I spent so much time on the track doing half-mile repeats. I was never ready for anything more than this my entire life. And it was showtime. And the thing about a marathon, you never know what's going to happen. That's what makes it so unique. Your body really is capable of running 16 to 17 miles. And the rest of those miles, it's all the mindset, what we talked about. So there I am. I'm right on track. I had to run a sub-3:10. Right on track, everything's going fine. Then I got to like mile 16, 17, and then all of a sudden, you've heard about how you hit the wall. And
all of
a sudden, this stinking thinking kicked in. Okay, Scott, here you go again. Why are you wasting your time? You jerk, you idiot. And so I was listening to myself. And so what happened is I said, all right, I flip switch. I said, Scott, start talking to yourself. Scott, you're a winner. You can do it. You're the best. You're a champion. Over and over and over and over again, I just repeated those positive affirmations. I'm feeling stronger and stronger. I am now a champion. I can do this. I'm the best. Over and over again. So for those last 10 miles, roughly, I became my own best friend and started to talk to myself and started to listen to myself. So with those positive affirmations and saying those over and over again, I accomplished mm-hmm. the biggest dream of my life. That took me 12 years to do it, but I finally got there by the power of affirmations. And if it was not for the affirmations and the positive self-talk, I never, ever would accomplish this goal or dream. And that's why I wrote the book, my first book, Boss Marathon or Bus, about this story, because it's all about beliefs, affirmations, that visualizations. And I visualize that finish just like you did, Gina, over and over again with your health. But I did that over and over again. And I just saw me celebrating with my wife and calling my coach. And guess what? When I finished that celebration and calling the coach, was exactly how it was, and all those
right.
visualizations that I did over and over again for that full year that I was doing it.
Wow, that is a fabulous story. I would assume, just from hearing the story, that had you had your tape recorder with your affirmations to listen to as you were running those last 10 miles, that it would have been even easier for you, right?
Right, but back then they didn't have the fancy iPods and all those great devices.
Exactly. Exactly.
I couldn't have that cassette recorder. I could have strapped it to my back maybe, right?
Well,
right.
Now it makes even more sense why you would say, hey, did you tape record your affirmations? Because I can see how that would have been really useful to you in this scenario.
Right, exactly. So anyway,
I'll bet also that as you were doing the negative self-talk, oh, Scott, you can't do this, oh, Scott, you know, all those bad things, that
uh-huh.
the more that was going on, the harder it was to even lift your legs, and you were probably just at the point about ready to collapse, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, as I tell the story, and I tell Rhonda loves this, you know, the wheels were falling off the bus. I mean, I felt like I had two big cement blocks on each leg and foot there, I'll tell you. That's how what it feels like.
Right.
And then as you changed what you were saying to yourself, how did the feeling change within the body?
Oh, everything changed. The physiology, everything changed.
So then it becomes real easy, and you feel almost light on your feet, and like you can just keep running for as long as you want to go.
Right, yeah, I kept going and going, right.
No
just
more
like
cement block.
Same thing.
Well, and this applies, even if you're not a marathon runner, the same thing applies. So often for my students, as they're trying to build a business, they're getting all of these negative things from a spouse or someone else in the family. Oh, that's a dumb idea. Oh, that's never going to work. Oh, the internet's nothing but a bunch of scam artists. You're going to be one too. And they start repeating those same things to themselves. And pretty soon, the recording that they're hearing in their mind is really just like that negative self-talk that you had during that marathon. And what's going to happen is the exact same thing that happened to you. It's going to feel like they've got concrete shoes on. And it's going to be really hard to get up in the morning to even do anything toward their business. Results are never going to come at all. They probably won't even make $1, much less $1,000. But the minute they start changing their perception and they start giving themselves the positive affirmations and the positive talk to flip the switch, as you said, in the recording that's playing in their mind, all of a sudden, you don't even know where the money came from. It just starts flowing in. So it applies in anything you're doing. And I am really looking forward to going in and checking out bestaffirmations.com. to get some help in implementing this even in my own life. So
yeah,
I hope everyone else will join me in going over to www.bestaffirmations.com. Scott, it's really been my pleasure having you here with us today.
No, it's been great to be here. Hey, you know what I'm going to do, Gina? You know, as I said, that at the end of the day, what did I give? And this is what I'm going to do today, that anybody that goes to the website, buys the workbook and gets the bonuses, that I'm going to include my first book, Boss Marathon or Bus, that talks about beliefs, affirmations, goal setting, all the things I teach to my clients, that I will include the audio book that's up on Amazon that costs $20, that I'm going to give that to you for free, anybody that buys the Best Affirmations book. And people love this audio. It's
awesome. Great audio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate
that.
Yeah, so anyway, I can't wait to check out your JV University. That sounds very exciting, too. And I just learned so much from the power of JV in here, and I can start taking immediate action when I get off the phone here.
Well, wonderful. I am also all about serving, and if there's anything I can ever do just please let me know through Rhonda. So it's been my pleasure having you here today. And Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com, thank you so much as well. We'll be back next week with a really exciting show. So I can't wait to see you all next week. Have a great week, and remember to take inspired action as you go through this week. Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.